The Yetzer is Boitkoi Shchuna Shchunas. He says, check it out, every small spot. Rashi says about this, Kol Sholosh as Boyas Levad. You don't have to check it out like that to wash out the whole Begid, but it's enough to be Boitik every small place. Take a good check and take out the spot, Rashi says, of three, through the size of three fingers by three fingers, and look for it. See if you find the dam there or not. What's going to be of the boy shichva zera? The same thing. You had a clothing that shichva zera went on it, so the beggar is tummy calls him on the shichva zera is there, and then you have to take the mikvah and it goes away. So now you don't know where the shichva zera is. So chodosh, if it's a new clothing, boyke v'machet. The answer is take a needle and go over the material and a place where it doesn't go in like that, because the shichva zera is stopping it. So you wash off that place, get the shichva zera off, then you could put the clothing in the mikvah. Rashi's b'machet means matam azera kosher. It's hard there. B'machet misakev mikonas boy. The needle won't go in so easy there. To be able to tell where the place where the shichva zera is to wash it off and then betoivel the beged. What's going to be soch? Let's say the beged is a little bit old already. So then boyke b'chama. Then it's enough light just to stick it up and pick it up and look through the sun. Because you'll see there the place where the zera is, the sun won't come through so fast. To be able to tell clearly where the zera is. Tony would learn like this. And Shkuna, that's the Tanakh we said before, you check out the beggar for the Kesem. Shkuna, Shkuna, as we learned, and Shkuna Parkos Mishol Shas Boyas means a space of three its boys by three its boys. Check it out, each one separately. Tony would learn like this. What's going to be beged shavad by klein? You had a beged, it's made out of wool, let's say, and there's a string there, or a cloth string of linen there. Shavad Rasha shavad by klein. That you don't know where that string of klayim is. So of course, if you are makir where the chut of the tzemri is a beged of pishtin, the noitka of the kosher. Let's say you have a linen beged and you have one string there of wool. So if you know where it is, just pull it out and everything is okay. But here we're talking about, you know it's there, but you can't tell where that woolen string is. So such a right, there's such a locher, such a case. The locher is ein ze harezeli mechrenel etchovim. You're not allowed to sell now this clothing to a goy. Because we're afraid, maybe, even though it's mutabah no klayim, but we're afraid maybe a Jew will borrow it back off the goy, and since you can't see the klayim, maybe a Jew will use it. So it's like a takola, you're not allowed to sell it to a goy. And below yasenu madas l'chamor, you can't use this clothing either to make it for a madas, make it for saddle for the chamor. Because also, we're afraid, Ratai speaks that one shot is, they're afraid maybe later you may use it for a patch in your clothing. So Bishtam, if you see it has klayim, you won't come to use it. But here that you don't see it has klayim, even though for the chamor itself you don't have enough from it, maybe it's okay, but we're afraid you may use it for a patch for your begodim, for your clothing, therefore you shouldn't even make it for a saddle. But you're allowed to use it for the tachrichim, for closing of the mace. Because once you put it on the mace, it's also banor, no Jew will use it anymore. So if we're not afraid that Jew may use it to have banor from the klein, to wear the klein. But, and the mace, he himself, there's no issa klein by mace. So more says, Amr Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Amr Rav Yosef, that Zaysimus, from here we understand, from here we can learn out that if you say you're allowed to put klein on a mace, that mitzvahs, potatoes, los lovoy, that los lovoy, but chiesa mace, when they wake up again, there's not going to be any mitzvahs. He holds what you won't have the mitzvahs then. Because otherwise, it's a kasha, how could you let the mace be cloth? With klayim, weren't you afraid b'shas t'chias the mace, and when he gets up, he'll be doing an aveira then. He'll be wearing this beged of klayim. And since you're not afraid of this, mashmi, you hold this cloud that mitzvahs are called betelas lozalovi. That's what he holds. Omulei Abaye, Abaye says back, v'yitein Rav Dimon, some says Rav Dimon has said back, no. V'omer Rav Mani, Mani said, Om Rav Yanai, Rav Yanai, that loishonu el lesoftoi, that we say this beged shall climb, you're allowed to put it around the mace, that's only bishas we're saying the hesped, it's muta. Ah, well, a kovah, when you go to bury the mace, also, then you cannot put climb around them then. And Mistam he holds why, because we just said, it's not nice to let the mace be buried with climb, because by tchias the mace, he'll get up and he'll have climb. Omle said back to him, no. Lavit lo dim learn on this on Rabbi Yechonon afil lekayvroi. That Rabbi Yechonon says that even to bury him you're allowed to put on climb on the mace. And the Morah says Rabbi Yechonon the time of Yechonon goes according to his own time. Rabbi Yechonon the time nay. The Yom Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon says, "My dichsev, what's the pasuk say? Ba meisim choshi then when you die, you become free. We need to say, Kivin Shemes, once a person dies, Kivin Shemes Adam, Nase Chav Shemin HaMitzvah, becomes freed from mitzvahs. The according to this, it means he won't have mitzvahs again later either. So if we hold, you're not even bury him with the klai. Even though Tais says, the more we say there's a svar from Leig L'Rosh, you can't make fun of a mace. So we don't let a mace do Isurim, because it looks like we're making fun of him. But Tais answer here, the pshat is, even by a chai, there wouldn't be an issa klayim in the case of a mace. In other words, even a chai, if you're alive, you can't wear klayim if you have hanor, enjoyment from it. But if you have no enjoyment at all from the beggar, it's mutter. So now that the person's dead, he's not having any enjoyment from it. Therefore, it's not even called like a maisavera. Therefore, it's not called loig l'rosh. Because a chai, the chai gavin, has no hanor from it. Because let's say it's a hard material where there's no hanor, there's no issa klayim. Still, there's no loig l'rosh here for a mace to be wearing klayim. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav from Bapapa, Omer Rav Chizda, Beged Shovel Baklayim. What's going to be a beggar that you lost klayim again? You had a woolen beggar, and one string of linen was there, and you want to try and find it now to take out that linen. So the answer is Soivai, dye it right now, Omuta. Because by you dyeing it right now, so then the wool will take the dye one way, and the linen a different way. So that's why you'll be able to tell clearly where that string of linen is. Omele Rav L'Rafas Bapapa, Menole L'Saba, how do you know to say it like this? Menole L'Saba, ho? Omele, he said, Daki Shino Mastisni, it's a Mishnah. It's now going like this. Boy Dekat Shemigi L'Sela. He's supposed to check out before by the mace, check it out until you reach the ground. V'Lekel, if you can't find it. Aim Oriv not, you have a right to say what? An Oriv, the bird took away the mace. You see, check out the best you could. Talking, I'm here also. Amro v'kitna b'hadodi loy solik lutzeva. If you put dye in the clothing, so then the wool accepts it one way, look one color, and the linen looks a little bit differently. So v'chivan loy yoda, and over here, if the whole thing looks one color, eima menata nasa, you have a right to say, mustoma, that linen was taken out already, was pulled out already. So you have a right to be saying, mechir also, to say the linen is not here. Omer avacha b'red rav yaba, mishmei de mazutra. Chaiman de Rome Chuto de Kitno de Glima de Yamri. Somebody put a string of flax in a woolen beged, Zahuri made into Klayim. Vinatke, and then he pulled out a string. But Vloyod is not sure Inatke Lenat, he's not sure Inatke Lenat is Shapadami. Even though he has a suffix whether he pulled out that string or not, still it's Mutta. Is even in a suffix, you have a right to say the beggar has no more klayim, it's mutter. Shall's white. Of course, we suffer the eraisa, my timer. The answer was the midi eraisa shatnes ksiv. Midi eraisa, Torah says you can't wear a beggar of shatnes, so we dasen shatnes means that the wool and linen together, achi shua, it has to be combed out together, tovi, it has to be spun together, venuz, it has to be woven together. That's the issa, the eraisa of klayim. That these threads were mamish made together. So over here, since the wool was made separately and the linen was made separately, so even though you put them together, now it's only klayim with the rabbanon. So therefore, if rabbanon knew the gozer, but rabbanon made exera. V'chivon de lo yoda intik shari. Since here, you're not, even though you have a suffix, whether it was taken out completely or not, but it's a doubtful if it's still there or not, therefore, when a suffix, you have right to say it's mutter. So that's what he's being made clear, that if you had this one string of claim, then you pulled out a string, you have a right to say that was the string that came out. Mask of Rav Ashi, Ema, why don't I say not like that? Why don't I say, Oy Shua, Oy Tova Yonuz, maybe not Midiraisti, either one is enough to do. Either it's combed out together, or else it's spun together, or else it's woven together. So here, since it's woven together, maybe it'll be Nisa Klein Midiraisa. Whereas the Vehilchasa, no, the Locha's not like that. The Vehilchasa Kamazutra. Locha's like Mazutra said, that Shatnez Midiraisa is only with the two strings of Mamish combed out together and then spun and twirled together. Why? Midiavkinu Rachmona B'chod Lishna. Since the Torah says it in one word, Shatnez, and we darshan Shua Tavi Benuz, meaning all three have to be done together. So it has to be Midiraisa Shatnez is only when the wool and linen is combed out together and then spun together. And that's not like us, whether it means woven or does it mean twirled together. My style of clothing, Chur, we don't have these things. The Chur, our clothing is only be a climb with the Rabbanan. Shatkes with the Rabbanan. Turn Rabbanan like this. Beged Savua, you have a dyed Beged, Metame Mishum Kesem. If Ish is wearing the underwear, colorful underwear, the yellow underwear, that she finds on the red spot, the red stain, she'll still have Tumas Kesem. Rabbi Nosson by Yosef Amano, Eina Metame Mishum Kesem, has no din Kesem. If the Beged is color, so on a colorful beggar, there's no din tumas kesem. Shlatikno bigdek tzvonim liisha. That the reason why there was a tekana that noshim should wear colorful clothing, el hokulakis meyim tiknu. The Rabbanan made a tekana that should be makel upon the kesem. My takninu, what was the tekana they made? Tiknu for the more tiknu, my tiknu, what kind of weird, where was the tekana right there like this? Ela means like this. Shaloi, the other way, there wasn't really a tekana, but it was like this. Like really there would have been a svara after the churban abayis that ladies should not be allowed to wear colorful dresses, colorful clothing. But the reason why the Rabban did not make that gezerah, the reason why the Rabban said they're still allowed to wear colorful clothing, only that they should have a kul upon the kesem. Yes, more says hutru they would make all mechal b'yisim mash mitzasa in. Yes, there is a svar like that. It's not like this. The Pulne Sheles Pasvinus. His name of Bashes Chayil. There was an army there. At that time, Gozo, they made a Gzeru Alitras Chasanim. That when a Chosan gets smelled, he shouldn't wear a special crown. For Yala Eris. They made a Gzeru on Eris also. Russian Forest Begumor Soita. Tabla was like a sheet. Was a piece of wood. The Chad Puma. So the special tavlo, the chad was pointy and had like bells on it. Bikshu ligzo the medics, they want to make gezeira bidik tzvoinim, that ladies should not be able to wear colorful clothing. Where they said, no, hayadif, it's more mistarver, let them wear colorful clothing. They lohok lakis mayim. There's a svara like, they should be make lakis mayim. That's like a lohok like this. That if they're wearing colorful underwear or colorful clothing, and they find a bloodstain on it, it has no tumas kesim. So that's why usually they say that b'shas are not a nidah, like when they're tor, they should wear colorful underwear. So even though they find the spot of dam on it, they'll have no tumas kesem. But that's only when they're tor. Rami, once they find themselves to become tamei, and then they have to have the zayin nikiyim, so when they have zayin nikiyim, then they should wear white underwear. But like this, when they're tor, Rami, that's the takoni here, that they're allowed to wear colorful clothing, colorful underwear, in order they should not have a tumas kesem. Because the kesem ksam is only with rabbanim, as rabbanim are only geyser on a white beggar that you could see it well, but on a colorful beggar that you can't see the dam so well, they did not make the gzeira of ksam. So the kids we just had before about by the suspamnis, they made the gzeira alitras chasarmas on the crowns of the chosin, you should now wear it. The aleris, that's like a drum, that's what Rashi means to say. It's like a zag hamakash, it's like a drum, they made the gzeira not to use drums. So they wanted to do Asa Bidi Tzvoinim, that they didn't do because of the Svarim. Then the Mishnah says, Shiva Samonim Avirim Lakesim, Roy Tuffel Megrisim, Erblaim, Nesm Glorious. Alright, we'll stop here. You'll continue on the next page. On top, you start the Mishnah over again. The Mishnah says, Shiva Samonim Ma'avirim Ala Kesem. Case Nisha has a Kesem, she has a underwear that there was a blood stain on it. So, there are two shilas here. First of all, let's say it was Damnida, so it makes the Beged Tomei. Now you want to put it into the Mikveh to make it Torah. But calls the man that Dam is in the Beged can become Torah. So, there's one eighth now you want to put through seven different type of, let's say, soaps like, to wash out that blood stain, that it should be considered like your mavatel v'dam. So after that, now you could put it into the mikvah. That's one purpose. Secondly, is to really be able to test to see if it was dam or not. The locker is that the dam comes off with one, if you use these seven samonim, seven different types of suds like we'll see to clean it with. So if you use these seven different types and nothing changed, the cold did not change at all, that should be a proof that it's not dam nidum, that it was some other blood, there was other stain, and therefore it's Torah completely. So
So two purposes to check out this beggar. That's the Mishnah says now that there are seven samonim, marir mal kestim, you have to wash this kestim with them. And the seven things like this. First you have to use roik tofel. That means fresh spit. The Mullah explained tofel, Rashi says, means that you did not eat anything that morning yet. The first spit you have in the morning, with that spit you have to wash the stain. Then omei grisin, see that's water that you have the beans soaking in. Omei raglayim, urine is also something to use to wash it with. Vinaser, some types say it's salt, a different another type of soap. Oburius, another type of a soap. Now oburius is some type of a minaso, type of a grass that you use it to clean with. Then